Our guest of the cafe this morning is the pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, Sam Caldwell. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say, full disclosure, I'm a member in more or less good standing.
Absolutely.
Sam, I don't know, but the church is about to celebrate 50 years at its location on Highway 24 across from A&M Commerce. This will be Sunday, October 20th, right?
That's something we've been looking forward to. The church's history is a lot longer than that, but this is our location history, and those 50 years are it's our plan that we follow those with another 50 years of fruitful ministry.
Just getting started.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So that 50 years, wow, all of a sudden, I think that time goes by faster than people think it will. That was 1969.
Always it goes faster than we want it to.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like so long ago, but we've been celebrating 50 years of the 60s right on through now for the last 10 years or so.
So, that's right.
So shouldn't be too surprised. But and we'll talk about the event on the 20th here in a few moments. But the church moved from a location downtown.
Downtown across from the post office, just to the west across Park Street.
Yeah, and there I think is a convenience store there.
It's a gas station. I believe they do tires and stuff, and yeah. I'm sure they're good folks. I haven't stopped to talk to them, but that's where it was.
But there was a beautiful church there at one time. Do you know what prompted the membership of the church to decide it's time to move from the old building and go to the new building?
Well, I think it was a time of change and growth, and mm-hmm. and also that building was in great need.
Is that right?
Of renovation and repairs and
yeah, so. I think we went through a period there in the 50s and 60s where churches said we've got to have something new. The old is old, and we want something that's new and modern. And there were a lot of churches built during that period of time.
And maybe in a better location. The dream was that we would be able to address the college campus.
Uh-huh.
We are just across the road to the west from Texas A&M Commerce, from the music building
mm-hmm.
and the Lions Stadium. But we are aiming to reach out to people on both sides of the road and to reach people for Christ, but also for the fellowship of the church and all the good things that go with that for people.
We're talking with Sam Caldwell, who's pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. And the church is celebrating 50 years in its current location on Sunday, October 20th. Tell me about the event on the 20th.
Well, we're planning on an event that's themed around the Old Testament concept of Jubilee. And it was a time of forgiving and of letting go of the past for the past 49 years. 7 times 7, it was a plan of letting go of those numbers of years, 7 times 7. And so in the 50th year, after those 49 years, all debts were forgiven, slaves were freed, yeah. all property went back to its original owners. It was a time of reconciliation. And then, of course, they would launch on a new course of the same 49 years. So we're talking about being at the hinge point of that, looking to the past and now looking to the future and to celebrate the freedom and the hope that we have and the fellowship that we share as we move into the next 49 years.
Yeah, you've been saying that this is just the start. We're looking ahead to the next 50 years. What do you see in the future for First United Methodist Church of Commerce and Methodist Church in general?
Well, I see one celebration after another, and we are trying to reach out and invite people and have our members invite friends and neighbors and family and students. And so we look forward to a future that's filled with hope and filled with younger people and new faces and children, lots of children and youth.
Yeah. So a lot, as you drive by that building, I can imagine that someone who's not been inside would imagine, gee, it looks pretty much like it's always looked. It's a beautiful building. But there's a lot of renovation that has happened in that building over the last few years.
A lot of it's structural and not cosmetic. It doesn't change the look much,
right.
but it changes the function. We've remodeled some areas of the building, including our sanctuary, and with some new lighting, which was kind of desperately needed. The lighting they planned in the 60s was sort of, dim, relaxing lighting, and now we've tried to wake it up a little bit.
You used to have to bring a flashlight in there with you, you know. So
I've heard.
It is much brighter. And then it's been now, it's probably, I guess, 10 years that the Fellowship Hall was built in what used to be an open area, and that was built, but you can't see that from the highway.
That's right. It was an open courtyard surrounded on three sides, and now it's a beautiful space for gathering, and it gets used a lot.
So important message is that on October 20th, it's not just for First United Methodist Church members, but it's for anybody that wants to come.
As is every Sunday and every worship service. We always save room for guests, and we're glad to have company.
So now there is going to be a luncheon on that day, and if people wanted to sit down for lunch, then they need to let the church know that they're coming.
That's right. Call the church at 886-3220 or find a website, our website, and email us. But yes, we do need to know if you're coming for lunch, but we'd love to have you. We'll sit with you and enjoy a meal.
903-886-3220 is the number, and you can do a Google search and find First United Methodist Church of Commerce. Also, you have a Facebook page, which
we
is
do.
Very active.
And, we do.
Yeah, what would churches be without a Facebook page these days? So let's look forward then to Sunday, October 20th, 50 years at that location on Highway 24.
I can't wait.
Good. Sam, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us as well.
Well, I appreciate the invitation, and let's do it again.
Right. Sam Caldwell, pastor of First United Methodist Church of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.